out of it.
Because the bullpen's been dreadful.
Yeah.
The question becomes, okay, let's say they solved the repopulating the lineup is going to make it a more formidable offense, like we expect. Starting pitching's held up in spite of the injuries. It's been remarkable, really. In many major metrics, they are top 10 in baseball, just the starting staff. I'm not sure how you fix the bullpen. Is Ty Madden, who is now officially going to the bullpen, okay, cool, but you know what can we expect out of him? You won't know until he's made 10, 15 appearances.
No, you don't know because it's a different mindset being a bullpen arm to being a starter. Does it come with, are you dejected about it because, hey, I thought I was in a rotation and now I'm not? Or do you man up and just own it and say, this is a great opportunity for me. I'm going to go out there and they're going to be counting on me to get two or three innings of work in. I can get that done. Great. It can be a real positive for this team. Without question. I think the other thing with the addition of the guys in a lineup, that can help out the bullpen too, because I don't know, I don't have these numbers in front of me, but I imagine the Tigers are trailing in a bunch of games when the bullpen gets in there. And there's a difference between coming into a game where you're trailing and coming into a game where you're leading. There's a mindset thing. The one mindset is, oh crap, I can't put us deeper in a hole. But the other one is, I got to hold on to this lead. Right? And it's a more positive approach. We got a lead in this game. I'm going to hang on to this. I'm going to do my job in this inning, turn it over to the next guy, and he's going to do the job. So now they might be able to play with lead more often than they have been. And that might have a real positive effect on the bullpen. Or the bullpen just sucks, and who knows?
Yep. It's going to be, it has a chance to, they have a chance to get interesting again. And, you know, they got a long way to go. I said it earlier in the show. I don't think of 14-game winning streaks. I think of 5-game winning streaks, 500 ball. 6-game winning streak, 500 ball. 4-game winning streak, 500 ball. And if you can do that,
then maybe you've done a lot.
Then you've done a lot. And that's way easier said than done. But it feels like the daunting task of winning 10, 12, like making it all up at once is not the way I even think. But they've got 3 in a row here. Every time, though, over in May, where they showed a pulse, and by a pulse, I mean they'd win a game, they'd follow that up with a losing streak. So now that they've won a series and swept this series, I'm not going to get too carried away about what's coming next. There's a lot of proving to do.
No, and A.J. Hinch has been asked, I think, each day, what's the difference? What's the difference? What's the difference? And he's given a similar response to the hitter's approach, and he said they've been aggressive. They've been aggressive. They jumped and ambushed pitchers right out of the gate. Well, it's 3 games in a row where you've done that. Seattle, I'm pretty sure, knows this. And I'm curious to see how Seattle adjusts and how are they going to attack the Tiger bats when their pitchers take them out. Are they going to be, you know, trying to get the first pitch strike and throwing something right over the heart of the plate? Or are they going to be nibbling for corners or throwing it out of the zone and see the Tigers are overly aggressive? And do they all of a sudden, instead of being ahead in counts or knocking a ball down the line for an extra base hit, are they now swinging and missing because there's nothing to hit because the team is adjusted?
Let's go to Marty. You're next on 97.1. Hello, Marty.
How you doing, guys?
What's up?
I'm disappointed in AJ. I think he coaches like it's AI. Whatever the analytics say he does, he doesn't go from the gut. And I wanted to see what you guys thought of that.
Well, did you think that was the case yesterday?
No, I think a light bulb's coming on.
Okay, but, well, so maybe that so. Maybe that is the case. Maybe Sunday's game jolted everybody, because I thought Sunday's game was when he took out Montero after the 65 pitches or 64 pitches, whatever it was. I think we all agreed that was a mistake.
Yep.
And after the game, it's not like AJ admitted that was a mistake. He had his logic behind it, and that was the first time I'm like, I don't buy the logic behind it.
And he struggled with that.
I think he was pressing in that game as much as the players have been pressing, and maybe that's a reset point for this team. And since then, they're 3-0, and you know, it was a shaky game on the first game of the series against Tampa on that Monday, but they ended up winning it. And then he sticks with Jack Flaherty through 5 innings. Jack threw a ton of pitches in the 5 innings. Had to take him out, bringing in DeJesus. DeJesus mowed him down. And then you go last night or yesterday with Troy Melton, and he just kept putting him out there. six innings of shutout baseball, not shutout baseball, but pretty good baseball. Well, bring him out for the seventh.
Yeah,
hey,
I think he,
down to seventh. Hey, let's bring him out for the eighth.
Yeah, that was, I was surprised when he went back out there. I think Dickerson was too. On his call, he was like, send it, and here comes Troy Melton as he wrapped up the top of the eighth.
So I was following along the last few innings on my phone.
Yeah.
And I was asking myself, okay, would I let Melton come out and pitch again? And my answer was always, yes, he's only thrown 70 pitches at this point. He's only thrown 80 pitches. I'll be careful. This is probably his last day. And then, sure enough, he goes eight full innings. He was great.
He did the opposite of what he did with Montero. So,
and still didn't throw 100 pitches.
Yeah. I mean, AJ, we were pretty critical of that move on Sunday. But he also sort of the overall totality, he has definitely made more wrong calls lately than we're accustomed to. I'll withhold all judgment of AJ or any definitive judgment. See what happens when guys get back, because I think it matters.
Yeah, I think we're both, I'll speak for myself, I think we're both pretty big fans of AJ Hinch. It just, this has been a rough patch with this team, and hopefully they found themselves out of it. What kind of team are they the rest of the way? Don't know.
We got to get into this conversation that Kang overheard yesterday. It was pretty funny, but it got us talking in the office, and we'll bring it to you next at 1220 on Carson Anderson on 97.1.